Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Bruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert
takes the mark.
Ebert.
Brad Ebert from Port Adelaide, our special guest. Morning, Ebo.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Rui's, back in the eight.
Rui's not. Yes. He's still not well. He's forgotten our coffees. He's come in without
that
coffees.
That is rule number one.
He'll get concussion from a different way in a minute, I tell you.
Oh, now, tough last Rui's week, getting serious now.
Last week you said you were off to Melbourne to see a specialist. How did it go?
Yeah, it went well as could be expected, yeah. So it was... Well, I guess best case would have been, you know, they would have told me I'm sweet to play and stuff. But the neurologist that I caught up with Friday, he sort of looked at the scans, looked at the neuropsychological testing that I did the day before, and just recommended that I still take a few more weeks. So a few weeks. Yeah, and I guess they're making sure, you know. He said that, like, you're tracking well, all the results were positive and there's no real cause for alarm. He just said that the neuropsych assessment probably showed that you're a little bit off. Well, it was almost like little brain busters, you know, little...
I'm interested to know.
Did he ask you about the train that was travelling at 38 k's an hour?
And they got me, yeah. Once again,
That's cruel, dude.
Yeah.
So what do they actually do?
Well, mate, there's a number of different things, and they're really just trying to test, like, all your psychological measures, I guess.
What they're doing, or is it like a...
Yeah, no.
You're whacked up to a machine
It's very much like I'm just sitting across the table from... the neuropsych, who's a lady that's worked in boxing, and that's where she sort of made her name, I guess, was working with boxers and that over a number of years. And then she's worked into the football world and, started studying the whole football side of concussion. So she's seen a lot of people, and then she's able to make assessments off of tests that we do. So it was memory recall. It was, she'd give you different things, computer, laptop, desk, like phone. She had to name these things, and you had to name it back, and then she changed the things. And then she had these dice that you had to sort of play around with. It was quite interesting that you had to make shapes with, and so it was really testing all facets of your
So has anyone told you you're going to be get back to 100% absolutely no doubt, or saying there's a chance that you might have some cumulative effects of playing football and head knocks?
Well, no, I think the cumulative effects is probably what I've shown the last few weeks with the way that I was sort of feeling and stuff after a bigger concussion. Whereas the weeks before that were just little knocks that were probably attributing to the more serious one. And so, yeah, the way that the neuropsych and the neurologist were talking was confident that I was going to get back to 100%. They said even at the end of the testing that, you're showing that you're pretty good and you're getting back to full strength. But, the way the brain is, they were saying that if you're not at 100%, then you're...
Well, they're not going to risk you. They don't take any risks. Nah. Even on game day now, Dits, if someone gets a knock, the doctor will not give you any chance of going back out there, even if you look them in the eye and saying, I am effing going out and playing because I want to win this game.
They'll say, hang on, you're showing too much aggression.
They will. It's changed. It's definitely changed. There's no risk policy.
And I think it's good. And that's where it's, it's hard not playing. And watching the boys play on the weekend and that, you just feel as if you wanted to be a part of it. But at the same time, you know within yourself that if you're not 100% right, you're putting yourself at risk of re-injuring. And I think that because of the fact that I had those knocks previously, they're just making sure that if you keep getting them, that's when the long-term effects can really
last. So you went and did a little bit of jogging. They showed that on the news last week, and then as a result of that, you felt a bit tired the next couple of days, so you've backed off a little bit just to...
Yeah, a little bit.
Let the body recover a bit more.
Yeah, pretty much on Saturday we actually ramped it up a bit, and I was doing a fair bit of high speed and probably got back into sort of 200, 300 meter efforts and probably just didn't pull up as well as what I hoped at the end of those sort of longer efforts. So because of the fact that I was already having a few more weeks off anyway, they're then just going to make sure. And so I jumped on the bike and did a session on Tuesday, and I'll run again today. So. Yeah, it's tracking along nicely.
Small steps, eh?
Yeah, it's tracking along nicely, but just making sure.
Brad, I don't know if I can draw a correlation here or not, but Heath Grundy announced today, or yesterday, immediate retirement because he says, my back is no good, and he's talking about not being able to pick his own baby up and things like that. Mm. I mean, this is the serious part of football, the serious side of it. For you to be told now that you're still a few weeks away, are you worried? I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but are you worried about anything along those lines?
No, I'm not. And I guess as a player, you're always making sure that you know, you're putting yourself, when you go out and play, you are 100% and you are good to go. And I'm confident that I'm going to be back at that and be fine to go. So a few people have, you know, asked the question. I think it's just that unknown around concussion. That's the reason why people probably get a little bit nervous of it. And there have been a number of players that have, you know, retired due to concussion. But
well, I couldn't even remember if I had grandparents alive yesterday.
Jeez, I don't know if I want to hear that.
I'm not joking.
You do get forgetful at the best of times, Rudy.
Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.